This is the Great Destinations radio show. Over 1.5 million Brits visited Florida last year, most attracted by great beaches and world-class theme parks like Disney World and Universal Studios. But for the more adventurous traveller, Florida has a wealth of quirky, offbeat and downright weird attractions. I spoke to Chris Backey, who writes the popular One Weird World blog, and he told me about some of the unusual places to visit.
I have uncovered close to 100 places that will actually be mentioned in my next book, which is going to be called What the Florida? And just kind of quirky sort of places. Places that you look at the place or you hear the story behind the place and kind of gives you this, huh, that's interesting, or I didn't know that.
One of his favorites is an aluminium castle.
This is called Solomon's Castle. This is in Ona, Florida. This handyman, if you like, started building a castle out of the aluminum printing plates discarded by the local newspaper. And once he got to building, he continued building with his hands and created all these arts and crafts and such.
You can actually stay a night in the castle after your visit. They offer B&B rooms. If you're into nature and wildlife, then Chris recommends a trip to the reptile world, Serpentarium.
Basically a reptile park where they actually do venom extraction shows live in front of your face twice a day. Seeing, you know, these humans just work so well with snakes to get the venom from them. So it's a first-hand glimpse at something I never thought I'd see.
And if you were a child of the 70s, there's another attraction that Chris has unearthed. The Tupperware Museum.
They actually have a sampling of what the company makes around the world. Not just things made for the US market or the European market, but also the African and the Asian markets as well.
I'd never would have considered that it would be different in different domains.
You might think of an egg container having a certain shape and size to fit a refrigerator based on the British standards. Africa may not have many eggs to worry about carrying, so they might have their containers built to serve different purposes.
Who's behind that then?
Well, the Tupperware Museum is actually inside the Tupperware World Headquarters, so that's about as corporate sponsored as it gets.
Did you take a packed lunch with you?
You know, I seriously thought about it.
Chris says most of the quirky attractions have got reasonable entry fees, between $10 and $20 per person. But there are a few which are completely free. His favourite is a sort of graveyard for Ford trucks.
Harvey's Ford Truck Collection. This gentleman collected the Ford trucks after they were used. The guy just lined them up in chronological order and let the rustic beauty come through, I guess.
You can find out more about buying Chris's book, What the Florida, on his website, oneweirdworld.com.